Hello and welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. I want to introduce you to Dale Beaumont, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books. Dale began his business early in his life at the young age of 19 and has been building companies ever since. He's been featured in publications like Forbes and the Huffington Post and Business Insider. And Dale wants to do something very interesting. He has created an application for artificial intelligence to be the world's first business advisor. Very interesting, called Brin. Brin is available for free as a smartphone app, and its capabilities is to provide personalized education and support to every entrepreneur on the planet at the same time. Wow, Dale, that's a tall order. Welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to chatting.
So first of all, why do entrepreneurs and business leaders actually need an advisor?
Well, like with anything in life, there's two ways to achieve something. One is through trial and error, and the other way is to follow a recipe. And when it comes to business, sadly, a lot of people try to succeed on their own without any really help or support. And they can do that, but it takes a lot longer, costs a lot more money. And sadly, as many people know, the failure rates of business are extremely high. Some people would say up to 50% of businesses, you know, will fail within their first 3 years. So in order to succeed, you need to have some help. And what I have built is a product that enables people to get the help and support that they need to grow their business without the typical cost and expense of having a human advisor. So the product is called Brin, and it's available to download in the App Store for both Android and also Apple devices as well.
Interesting, really, that you came up with this concept, Dale, because you have such a tremendous amount of knowledge that you have experienced, and your plan is to pass this on through this AI to all the different people that need it through their business and entrepreneurship. So how did you gather this tremendous information, the algorithms and all that? How did this work, and how long did it take you?
Yeah, well, we've been working on it now for almost 2 years. And I've, as you said earlier, been in business for about 16 years. But it's really, I realized it was really impossible for any one person to be the fountain of all knowledge. And so what I did is I partnered with 250 different coaches, mentors, consultants, experts in their particular field, and we've collated all of that information together, literally hundreds and hundreds of interviews, and we've built it into the product. So when people are accessing and asking questions and accessing the information that they need, it's going out to all of those sources and pulling back potential responses and answers. And so that's pretty unique about the product, and our goal is to make it the world's smartest business advisor and to make it available for people. At the moment, it's free, but in the future, for a very small cost compared to having a human business advisor.
Okay, great. So I have a business. You know, I'm an individual proprietor. What kind of information can I expect to access through Brin?
Well, we have right now over 50 different topics in the app, and you can go through and find the content very easily that is specific for you. So there's information on obviously marketing and generating leads. There's information on setting up websites using different technology platforms. There's information on finance and cash flow and reading your financial statements. There's information on legal matters and trademarking and intellectual property protection. There's information on sales, on going global, also on operations and hiring staff. So it's really the one-stop shop for business education for people to get the knowledge and the skills that they need in order to grow their business.
Okay, so Dale Beaumont, what about human resources issues? Because obviously all businesses are powered by humans and individuals,
yes,
that run the business, along with support from AI. But there are human resources issues. Are those issues addressed?
Absolutely. It's one of our core topics in the program. And we have a lot of content in that particular space, because many business owners really struggle when it comes to managing their people. You know, most entrepreneurs go into business because they've got a skill set, they're good at something, or they enjoy doing something. They didn't really get into the business so they could manage a whole bunch of people. Sadly, it kind of it comes as part of the territory of running your own business, and many struggle with it. So we have dedicated quite a lot of time and resources to helping people in all different aspects of managing your people, which comes down to, you know, hiring the right people to begin with and putting together a really good job description, being able to offer good induction processes and performance reviews, and being able to set KPIs or key performance indicators for your staff as well, and also to create a great company culture. That is some of the things that we offer just in that section of human resources and recruitment.
I'm speaking with Dale Beaumont, who has created Brin, the world's first business advisor powered by artificial intelligence, available for free as an app. So have people signed on, and when did this launch?
Yeah, we launched around 3 months ago, and so far we've just hit 10,000 downloads of the app, which means we're off to a really great start. And we now have users from, I think, over 87 countries around the world, which we're really excited about, because when we put this together, our dream was to help entrepreneurs all around the world. Ultimately, we'd love to help a million entrepreneurs around the world. And so we're just fine-tuning the product right now, and we're working on the AI side of our product so we can offer even more support than we currently do. And when that's in place, then we'll really turn the marketing into overdrive. And our goal is to, help ultimately millions of entrepreneurs around the world, and to give every single person a business advisor so they can create the business of their dreams.
Artificial intelligence, obviously, Dale, is a huge topic these days. I'm beginning to think this is really just the very tip of the iceberg and how the applications can help society in the long range. What are your thoughts about this, and where would you like to see this go?
Yeah, it's such an exciting area right now. And over the next 10 years, artificial intelligence will impact literally every industry around the world. It doesn't matter what it is. We're already seeing it happening in the medical field. We're seeing it happening with transportation and self-driving cars. We're also seeing it, and has been used for many years, in the financial services industry as well. And so we looked at our space, which is business advisory, and thought, wouldn't it be great if we could create a product that could scale? Because at the moment, the only way to help a lot of business owners at any one time is to maybe put on an event or to have a team of coaches spread across the world. And it's just physically impossible for a team of humans to coach the number of businesses that there are. So the only way is really to do it through artificial intelligence. And that's where many industries are going. So we saw the opportunity and saw that this is the right tool to be able to help so many people that we couldn't help any other way.
Well, you're an entrepreneur and a very successful one at that. Tell me, as a business advisor or consultant, say that's what I do, and now there's going to be an app to replace my business in a way. How can I get in on this so that I can be part of the wave and monetize my information in terms of the artificial intelligence application?
Yeah, there is some concerns out there from people that are saying that artificial intelligence will cost jobs. And this is a new revolution, like all the other revolutions that we've had before in the past, the Industrial Revolution, and with regards to the introduction of computers as well, and those becoming mainstream. But all it's really meant is that humans then just kind of move up the value chain, so to speak, and do more important kind of work and solve bigger and harder problems, and also offer people, you know, that support that only really a human can, in terms of helping them with regards to other aspects of their life perhaps. So what we want to do is really partner, not replace coaches, but really partner with coaches, or become another tool in their toolbox that they can give to their clients if they want to really help when it comes to what I would call the heavy lifting. So rather than having to sit down, for example, and spend an hour with your client telling them how to register a trademark, which would be very time consuming, and that's kind of like a low value. It's an important thing, don't get me wrong, but it's kind of like a low value conversation that can be handled by sending them a quick link and telling them to check out one of our resources in our product. And so that way the client can get what they need in the fastest possible way, and the coach or advisor can move on to bigger and more important conversations, such as their growth and, you know, looking at bigger opportunities for how they could expand perhaps worldwide, which they may not be able to do if they're stuck in the details. And so, yeah, for us, it's really all about partnering with accountants, partnering with other software providers as well, to be able to provide people with support at scale.
The application is Brin, B-R, little I-N, and it's available as an app. Thank you so much for your information and this new application, Dale Beaumont.
It's been great chatting to you, Valerie. Thanks so much.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to put more romance in your life? Well, it's as simple as a good read. Here's the developmental science of it.
You're very weird.
Weird as in sexy?
No, just weird.
Romance novels are big business, and there are those devoted fans out there who live and breathe for the newest tome to be delivered to market. But here is a major factoid. People who read romance novels are 2.8 times more intimate with their partners than those who do not read romance novels. Maybe they put you in the mood. Maybe they're treatises on technique. Or maybe these romance novels satisfy vicariously a yearning that you seek.
Now, we're sexy!
What's the cheap psychological trick? It doesn't matter if you're male or female. If you want more intimacy in your life, purchase a romance novel and read it together. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Larry works at Home Depot. He wears a small button that says One Nation Under God on his orange apron. He was asked to remove the pin, and when he didn't, he was fired. Now he's suing Home Depot on the grounds of religious discrimination as he feels that his First Amendment rights have been violated. Who do you think won this case? The Final Verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Home Depot has a policy that only company-provided pins can be worn on employee aprons. Home Depot is a private company and not bound by the same First Amendment requirements as a state or federal employer. So Larry lost the case, and that's the final verdict.